Good morning, Unity Renaissance. I am so humbled to be here in the absence of our beloved minister, Reverend Paula, just affirming that she's enjoying her much needed vacation. However, we do miss her. Today, my intention is to share a spark of what is light to me, to help guide you through the dark, but not tell you what to see. For many years, being a member of a cult, my mind was closed, my life was in turmoil, I was simply miserable. What I did not know, what I did not truly fully understand, is that in life, we have choices. So today, I wanted to share with you some thoughts and to ask you, how are you living? Are you living by choice or by chance? This is April 2021. 3 months of the year has already gone by. So let's take a look at where we are right now at this very moment. Are you happy and content with your life right now? Or would you rather see some major changes take place? If I were to ask you, what do you really want out of life? Could you honestly answer? Many people can't because they don't know what they really want out of life. They live their lives by chance, hoping that things will change. And some people even believe there's this white bearded man up in the sky that's looking out for them, and that person will decide how their life will go. Unfortunately, when we become awake, we realize that isn't truth. So let's take a look at last year briefly. What did you do to work on improving your life? Do you feel that you lived your life to the best of your abilities? Or were you busy trying to save others and make their lives so much better that you forgot about yourself? So often we as nurturers, we do that. We're looking out for everybody else and forget to look out for and nurture ourselves. Every day we want to set out to live our best lives by making conscious choices to bring about peace, love, joy, and happiness. Everything is consciousness. I'm going to repeat that. I heard this years ago, but it didn't resonate. But the more I grew spiritually, I truly came to understand what that sentence means. Everything is consciousness. So what you think about, you bring about. Thoughts are magnetic, believe it or not. So whatever you focus on is what you're going to attract in your life. And for many years, I attracted that which I did not want into my life. So let's take a look at your belief system. Because what you believe about yourself is what will determine how you live, how you die, and how you prosper. Your beliefs. So it's important to make choices when it comes to your day-to-day living, that you're going to choose the thoughts, you're going to choose the ideas that are going to allow you to live your best life now. My belief is that there is a God power, a God center that's in all of us, that's connected to us. And when we have to make a decision, when we pray about it, when we think it through, then we have to trust that divine source, that power that is within us, and have the faith that from that point on, whatever happens is going to be for our greatest and highest good. Now, sometimes that may not look like what we want it to look like, but I assure you, it will always be for our greatest and highest good. And what it will do, it will bring a lesson or a blessing. And either way, we win. Either way. One of the things that life has taught us is that we can always change matter. The mind can change matter, but matter can never change mind. So our suggestion is never let a condition become your master. Never, ever. The mind should be the master of your condition. So we want to develop a knowing that this God power that is within us will allow us to change our conditions, no matter what they are in our life. We can choose what we want. We can decide right now. We can write it down. And when you do that, when you're sure about what you want, when you write your goals down, guess what? The universe conspires to bring it to you. It's a fact. So, set goals. Goals that will allow you to become better over the next year. You're not competing with anyone else. You're only dealing with yourself. Constantly repeat in your mind what your desires are and learn to use the power of your imagination. And when doing so, imagine that your desires are fulfilled. Let's start at the end and see them as already completed, seeing you already in possession of it. An example, if you want a new home, imagine having that new home already. Perhaps you've looked at one and picked it out. You've seen the cost. Imagine yourself at the closing. Imagine yourself. See yourself signing on the dotted line. See yourself telling all of your family about your new home and everybody getting ready to do a housewarming for you. Feel the joy in your heart to know that your desires have manifested. How awesome is that? The power of your imagination. And there was a great spiritual teacher. His name was Neville Goddard. And he wrote a lot of books. He did a lot of lectures and traveled a lot. And he helped people to understand how powerful that tool of imagination is. And he wrote a lot of stories, shared a lot of stories about experiences that people had when they used their imagination and started at the end. And it was magical, truly magical. Even in his own life, magical things start to happening. So I'd like to offer the suggestion, maybe trying that sometime. Just getting still and get quiet and go into your imagination. Whatever it is you're desiring, see yourself in possession of it. There's three areas I would like to address today when it comes to choice or chance. The first one is spiritual. Let's take a look at our spiritual life. What choices are you making to grow spiritually? Do you just go through your daily process, go through the motions every day, just willy-nilly thinking, oh, everything's going to be good. I'm a good person. Everything's going to work out. There's more to be done. Do you make a conscious effort to read holy books, your Bible? Do you make the choice to listen to DVs, videos, CDs, YouTube? YouTube have a gazillion of inspirational music and messages. When you're feeling low, do you stop, look at TV, and just sit there all day thinking, oh, well, things are going to change? Or do you pick up the phone and call a friend who you know is going to encourage you? Someone you know who's going to say, hey, it's going to be all right. Or, hey, I'm going to send you something. I want you to read it. I want you to check it out. Someone who can help lift your spirits. Again, you have a choice, or you can just take a chance that things are going to get better. And I assure you, making a conscious choice will make a big difference in your life. You can have all the intentions in the world, But if you don't have actions, intentions are not beneficial. Intentions require action to work for you. Let's take a look at our health, especially during this pandemic. We've seen so many people suffering with so many things, not just the COVID, but with a lot of other different issues. So when it comes to your health, are you living by choice or chance? Do you eat whatever you want and then gain a lot of weight and then become depressed because you're so heavy and because the weight won't drop off as easily as it came on? Or do you make the conscious choice to monitor what you eat, to recognize that your body is a temple and that we have to treat it with the respect it needs, and that we want to exercise also? We want to take care of this body temple. When you have an ailment or a disease, do you leave it to chance that it will just get better? And so, oh, well, I'm not going to do nothing. I know I'm going to feel better tomorrow. I'm going to pray about it, and I'm going to feel better. Or do you start to do research on whatever it is that you've been diagnosed with? Have you checked out any holistic practitioners to see what perspective they can give you on whatever ailment you are dealing with? Or do you labor under, oh, well, if it ain't one thing, it's two, it's another, something just keeps coming up, and you stay in a depressed state? Do you walk around with your head hanging down? Or do you exercise your faith, put your faith in the divine, and know that if you do your part, the divine is going to do the rest? But where's your faith? Where's your trust in God? This we need to take a look at too. When we're grumbling and complaining, we want to look at, where's your faith? How are you living? What can I do to grow spiritually so that my life can be better in 2022? Another major area we want to look at is finance. Many people have struggled with finances throughout their life. And I can raise my hand and say I've been guilty of that. It's a struggle when you can't pay your bills. It's a struggle when you don't have the money to do all the things you want to do. And actually, it feels like a weight is on you. And how do you know? Because when you increase your finances, you feel so much lighter. It makes a world of difference to be able to pay your bills on time, to be able to tithe, to be able to help other people that are in need. It makes a world of difference. So ask yourself, do you go to a job every day that you hate? Do you dread getting up each morning, putting your clothes on? Because you know you got to be somewhere where your energy doesn't feel connected. Or do you make a choice and say, you know what? I'm gonna update my resume. I'm gonna go looking for a job that will pay me what I'm making now or more, so that I can feel good each day when I go into work. Do you believe that you are worthy of being happy this lifetime? Not when you go on to the great here and yonder. Do you believe right here, right now, that you are worthy to be happy? Well, I can answer that for you. And the answer is yes, you are. You are destined to be happy this lifetime. But where your life goes from here is based on the choices that you make. Some of us have made some unwise decisions when it comes to money in the past. Are you still looking back at those mistakes? Are you allowing them to hold you hostage? Are you feeling guilt and shame because you could have, should have done it a different way? Well, let me assure you, guilt and shame does not serve you. Make the choice to let the past go and begin again. Each morning that we awaken, as the song Boyd so beautifully sang, we have a new beginning, the chance to start again. So we want to let go of that old that no longer serves us and start again anew. Make the choice to take classes on financial management, on investing, on developing prosperity consciousness. We have classes going on here all the time at Unity Renaissance. We have right now a Prosperity 3 class going on, taught by the wonderful Penny Sanchez. It's not too late to join. So if you want to begin again, if you want to get a hold on it this year, sign up for the class. Or if not this one, there are plenty that are offered online. Just do something to improve your financial condition so that you can give like nobody else. You can tithe like nobody else. You can help other people out who are struggling because you are financially secure. So make the consciousness, the conscious decision, that next year you're going to be way ahead of where you are right now. Set a number for where you would like your bank account to be, where you would like your prosperity consciousness account to be, where you would like your emergency fund to be. Any money that you have set aside, set a goal of what you'd like it to look like, what you would like it to be, how much you want. Do you believe that 2022, or we can even start here and say 2021 can be one of the best years of your life? I believe it is. I've said since January the 1st that 2021 is the best year of my life. Every morning when I get up, I say, today is the best day of my life. Every week, it's been a great week when I journal every day. At the end of the week, this has been a phenomenal week. And when we put those words out there into the universe, guess what? They manifest. They become true. This has been the greatest year of my life. And I am so looking forward to 2022 being phenomenal. So make the conscious choice to be ahead of where you are today. Is it possible? Yes, it is. You can start right now by making conscious choices versus living by chance. And if you will please bow your heads, close your eyes, and relax, we'd like to do a short meditation, very short. Take in several deep breaths. Exhale. Inhale and exhale. Now close your eyes and focus on something that you really, really desire. And in your mind's eye, see the desire as already manifested. See the task as already accomplished. See yourself happy. Feel the joy in your heart as you're so grateful and you're just praising and thanking God for it manifesting in your life already. See the smile on your face. See yourself dancing around in your house, in your yard, wherever you are, just so elated and happy for the manifestation of this desire, of this dream. Realize it's already done. And you are in awe of how it has happened. and you are so full of gratitude for this desire manifesting in your life. Let these words sink in. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. And so it is.